B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the fabulous Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right. Is it time now, Pat? Because I'm, like, angry. I almost want to call Bring the Heat. What's the number? You have it?
Oh, I think it says it in the open here.
Does it? All right. Well, let's take a listen. I need to write it down.
Time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, buddy. What do we got?
As if this week couldn't get any worse, it's 11:02 right now. I'm driving by the stadium, and guess who's in front of me? A minivan with a Miami Dolphins license plate on it from Florida. This is horrible!
Pathetic. Pathetic. What's next?
Breaking news. The sun rose this morning and will set this evening. The tide will come in and go out. Matt Collins groin and himself are let go.
Oh, that's great. What's
hey,
happening?
Boy, this is Coach O again. What I tell you about them flies, those Maple Leafs is headed back to Canada
Coach
with their tails between their legs. Go Flyers! Go Flyers!
Go Coach O Flyers! How about that? Did you know they were a big fan? Coach O from LSU is of the Flyers. He's the biggest Cajun Flyer fan.
I didn't, but you know, you learn things. That's good. It's good to have him on board. I think a lot of people are hopping on board now.
Now introducing the 2017 Eagles draft class. This guy's been called a vacuum cleaner because he sucks. Sidney Jones. This guy was the tallest kid in fifth grade and hasn't grown since. Donnell Pumphrey. This guy's got tons of yards, penalty yards, and now he's gone. Mac Collins.
That's just shut awesome. It down because it's not getting better
that
than that.
That is awesome.
That was the best call I've heard on Bring the Heat in a while.
Oh, my God. I love it.
He's got a lot of yards, penalty yards.
Play it again. I always want to hear it again. That was superb.
Now introducing the 2017 Eagles draft class. This guy's been called a vacuum cleaner because he sucks. Sidney Jones. This guy was the tallest kid in fifth grade and hasn't grown since. Donnell Pumphrey. This guy's got tons of yards, penalty yards, and now he's gone. Mac Collins.
This guy's got a ton of yards. Penalty yards.
This guy hasn't stopped growing since fifth grade.
He was the tallest kid in fifth grade.
And
he stopped growing. Oh.
They call him a vacuum cleaner because he sucks.
Really? Really? That's the other issue. That tomorrow's issue is Howie. What the hell? What? I mean, Sidney Jones. You remember. Tyrone does. He's a witness. You're a witness. Me and Baldy and I going through every player for the last couple drafts. Come on, seriously. I put my board up against his board any day of the week.
I was very wrong on Sidney Jones.
Do you remember me talking about Dalvin Cook?
I remember you bringing up Dalvin, his grandmother, you know, trying to pitch to her.
I mean, really.
Ty was the same way. I did a show with Ty, and he was anti-Sidney Jones pick. I was pro. And, you know, that's on me. I have to do a better job.
You do have to do a better job, bro.
I'm tempted to just shut down Brandon Heath after that call.
That guy was great, man. He was awesome.
I just, like, not, I will love all the people that call it Bring the Heat, but I just don't see it getting better.
Did you ever find the Doug Christmas song?
I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, dude.
I don't know if we switched.
If we'd lost
that
would be criminal.
Can't find it anywhere.
Wow.
I'll keep looking.
Do you have the Rodriguez call?
We're getting it we're in the process of getting it.
All right, because
but I'll tell you right now, people have tweeted me saying he's a fraud.
Well, he needs to be exposed then. Calling both stations.
I mean, if you get caught, you got to own it.
Yeah. No, we're going to play.
Double down on that.
If you get the call, we're playing it. He's got to be exposed. What's next?
Dougie P in his press conference should have been asked why, when you come out in a special team formation and you see the other team run a trick play, you have to call a timeout. It's a fireable offense, and I'm done with it. I'm done with Dougie P. He's got to go. His answers on the press conference were awful.
I agree, man. I agree. Obnoxious. All right, we got the call? Let's hear it. But real quick, let me just set up. This is Rodriguez yesterday to the Mike Missinelli show. Now, I heard it. So I was making sure.
I've not.
That it was Rodriguez. Because we have a couple fine Spanish fellas that talk, that will speak in Spanish to Mike. Vicente calls Rodriguez, and Mike is very fluent in Spanish, so they can have a conversation. So what I thought, I heard Rodriguez yesterday bestowing the virtue of Nick Foles. Like, do I want to hear Nick Foles this week? I don't. The guy got benched, by the way, all right?
The Dolphins punter had more touchdown passes than Nick Foles.
I'm grateful to the dude. I love the dude. But he's not here anymore, and the Eagles lost to the Dolphins. I got issues. So here it is. Is this Rodriguez yesterday on the Mike Missinelli show?
Rodriguez in Middletown. Oh, Rodriguez. Mike. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué tal?
I'm amigo Mike.
What's going on?
Mike, I told you last month, Mike. 8-8. Then I told you last month, Mike. You told me, Mike. Rodriguez, you are ridiculous. There is no way that this team, Mike.
What?
We are heading to 8-8, just like I told you. We're going there. And let me tell you one thing. That guy's not so bad. His answer wasn't so bad. Let me tell you one thing, Nick. If Belichick would have got rid of Brady.
Nick.
The first Super
he's
Bowl.
He's Brady?
They would have never won another Super Bowl. New England would have been Super. Yes.
So it's going to work by you, Tyrone.
Now, here's the thing.
Throwing a Bernie in there.
You got new energy because they lost, right?
No,
but it really
no,
did. That
no,
loss
Mike,
didn't have much
I've
to do with Carson.
Mike,
your boy just got benched.
It doesn't matter. He was good
it
here.
It doesn't matter.
It was this offense.
How do you know he would have stayed good? He's a backup.
Wow, that's just guilty. 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 Guilty.
He's banned. How long, Tyrone?
What
60 days is banned.
Please don't tell me.
And I'm hearing that he calls the other station. You can't call both stations.
Nah.
You gotta pick one.
Got another Super Bowl. Think about the mic.
Well,
think about it.
He wasn't a Nick Foles older player who had been through like journeyman status. Tom Brady was a younger guy.
It don't matter, but he had the magic. You know, we felt it at the time. He almost took us there again. Mike, you don't win another Super Bowl with a different quarterback. It doesn't happen. It was not a fluke, but we messed it up.
All right, I can't hear anymore.
Rodriguez.
Let's cut this. Tyrone, you are vindicated, Tyrone. You said it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say if we have to all own our takes. We've all been right. We've all been wrong.
Yeah.
We've all been right. We've all been wrong. But what we can't do is lie.
Because a day later? No, less than a day.
Less than a day later. Rodriguez, 60 days. I don't want to hear you on any radio station for 60 days, not because you made a mistake, because you're a liar.
Yeah.
I can't have you lying.
Yeah.
You call up lying, and it goes to your character, and I think I've said it earlier, I've said it again, Rodriguez doesn't have character as a man.
Wow, that's tough to, because here's the thing, you know, you want to love him, right? You know, Armando, we go, hey, Armando, like,
right.
You know, that's brother. Armando is brother.
And then he lies to you. He should respect you enough to be honest about what he said just yesterday. He called up this show and lied to you to your face.
That's sad. I can't have that, Andrew.
We can't have it.
I'm disappointed.
I am too.
I'm disappointed.
Crushed. And here's the thing. I heard it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I make no bones. You know, I listen to the show all the time. Wherever I'm in the car, I have the show on, man.
Just disappointed, man. Less than a day later, you come on and have the audacity to say, no, that wasn't me.
And that's why.
That's terrible.
And the reason it's not a permanent ban is because we do love him.
Yes.
But he has to be punished for what he did or he'll continue to do it. And it has to stop.
I think it should be in lieu of the... In lieu of a ban, I want to throw things at him.
I would enjoy that.
Like, he should be, I don't know, in a cage, like in a dunk tank, something.
MMAfighting.com just announced that Tyrone Johnson versus Rodriguez and Middletown will be one of the prelims on UFC 245.
Yeah, I like that, but I think it should be more, listen, his punishment should be at the arm of a quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
Doug
played at a high level.
He had no arm, though.
You know, if you ever played at a high level, like Doug.
Yeah.
I would say, since he has nothing to do, have Foles come back, but he'd miss him.
Well, he didn't have a great arm either. I mean, he had a lollipop. He threw a lollipop.
He'd probably fumble the ball or get intercepted by one of the...
Probably.
Construction guys.
Like, here's the deal.
What's AJ Feely doing? AJ Feely show up.
He should be, like, in something, and we throw things at him. Fruit. Like, back in the day... In the early days of man, they threw fruit, like rotten fruit, tomatoes,
maybe a frozen honeydew, rotten honeydew.
Honeydew.
What do you come up with a honeydew? Of all the foods you come up with, you come up with a honeydew?
Because it's the fruit no one should eat.
The dew?
It is.
You don't like
fruit.
The dew?
I don't like the honeydew.
What about the lope?
I'm good with the cantaloupe.
You like the honeydew?
I like the Mountain Dew.
I like the honeydew's got to be like ripened. The dew. But the dew is like a bowling ball.
Well, I'll split it in half.
Right.
So, but I don't want to hurt him, but I want to humiliate him.
You want to leave a nice, healthy bruise.
No, tomatoes are like soft, rotten tomatoes.
I go with that.
You know?
But sometimes they get too soft to hold. I don't want to hurt
them. No. It's got to, you have them enough to grip it.
Yeah.
You want to grip it and rip it.
That's what I mean.
And you want to splatter.
And AJ's local. We know he's local.
Right.
So he's available.
I want a couple shots at him too, man.
You got a good arm.
Yeah.
What, you got a cucumber in your rectum? Loosen up.
Rodriguez got to get it, man.
Got
to get it.
I got that visual in my head. Just what I need.
Oh.
Disappointing, man.
Yes. Let's go to Blake in Gilbertsville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Blake.
Anthony, big fan.
What's up, my brother? Thank you.
Oh, man, love the show. You guys bring a lot of good content every day, so I'll try to do that for you guys today.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, man, Dougie T, listen, we all kind of know. We've seen it for the last couple of years, but, you know, 2017 Super Bowl run, there was a lot of things that went right. Everything went right.
Yep.
Howie Roseman, everything kind of clicked. And since then, everything's not clicking. You know, we all kind of put everything on DeSean Jackson, thinking he's going to play 16 games. If we were realistic, all right, maybe 10, 8,
right,
who knows?
Right.
But there was no backup plan, and we kind of know that. And with the same things I see repeating over the years, you know, not being able to run the ball, at least be committed to it, and we can say Frank Wright and all these different things, but not that he's got to go. But I'm just saying, if we have all the right things clicking and having the right draft picks and everybody perfectly in place for Doug P, he can be successful, right?
Yes.
He at least can be.
Yes. No. Listen. Yeah.
It's on paper.
Listen, I do think he's like, and don't misunderstand me, today. Like, I think he's a terrific leader of men, and that's an important aspect of being a great coach. I just wonder about the other piece of it, which is thinking quickly and being imaginative and innovative.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. And I look at an offense that's languishing and look at a quarterback that's languishing. He needs help.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wentz not looking great this year. I mean, we kind of all know, okay, he doesn't have weapons. You know, we can kind of point fingers at a lot of different places. We know that, but the fingers are spread at everybody, you know. But I really wanted to call in and just talk Sixers for just a second because I'm a big Flyers guy. Huge Flyers guy. I have been for years, my whole life, and it was this show, it was you personally, to get me excited for these Sixers, and I can now say that I'm not fully converted and say that I'm a full Sixers guy, but I tune in pretty much every other game, and it's because of you personally and your love for the Sixers. And I've seen them grow. I've been kind of following the last couple of years. And
I couldn't
be more excited. You really have brought me to the Sixers. I'm a big Flyers guy.
I appreciate it. And look, it should be 4-for-4, right? Because
absolutely.
Like, you got, I go back to it.
Maybe 3-for-4. The Phillies, come on.
Yeah, but we love them, though. I mean, you know.
Love them, but they've been killing me. I can't go down to the field.
I know. I hear you. Hey, listen, I got the chews for you. Do your kids like peanut chews?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Well, there you go. You got yourself some. Hold on, my brother. Great to talk to you, Blake. You have won the fine Goldenberg's peanut chews. That's right, the chewy, chocolatey little bite size, heaping with peanuts of delicious goodness. Goldenberg's peanut chews, you got the tub. So Rodriguez is on the line?
It's up to you, and it's your show.
Hold on. I can't believe you.
Hey, I never said bring back Nick Foles.
Dude.
The whole conversation.
It's pathetic.
I said he was better with this offense. I never said bring him back.
Dude. You know what you say. I thought you were a mono. You're a fink.
I never said bring him back.
You're a hussa.
Tyrone said, I said he'd bring him back. I never said bring him back.
I hear all this stuff. You call the stations. I can't believe you. I want to love you. We're supposed to be on a mano. And you're la hasa.
Si, hermano, pero yo no dijo. Listen, I never said bring him back.
Boo this man.
My God. Rodriguez.
Oh, I said he was better with the offense.
Broke my heart, Fredo.
No, I never said bring him back. No.
You're mincing now. You're mincing words.
No, I never said bring him back. I think he was better with the offense.
Put him in Baxter.
I think we need to either, because I don't want to ban you, but you have to serve a penance. I want to throw fruit at you.
Oh, Tyrone said I said bring him back. I never said bring him back.
No, but you're still arguing this little point of all this is mincing words.
No, he was better with the offense.
The loyalty. Do we have your loyalty?
See, always have my loyalty.
Yeah, but other people tell us you're on the other station and all this other stuff.
He's a little finger.
I haven't called a station in 2 years. No.
Apparently you called it yesterday, Rodriguez. You're out.
I called Mike.
You called the other station yesterday?
No.
Listen, I worked at the other station. They're great people over there. I got no problem. But the deal is you got to be loyal to us.
No, I called Mike Missinelli. That's the same station. That's the only person I call now.
You sure about that?
See, you and Mike.
You don't believe him, Pat?
I don't believe him at all.
We might have to put you in the... I have a lie detector.
I used to call that station.
I got a friend of mine. You said 2 years.
2 years I haven't called a station.
Two years.
How much weight does the Baxter hold?
3,300 pounds.
Hopefully that's enough weight to handle his VS.
Well, I go to Agent Gallo. He can get me a lie detector.
No problemo. We do it today.
We're doing 60 days.
I still want to throw.
Say that.
All right. Well, I'm going to get with Mike, and we're going to work out your penance and your fate.
Talk to Mike. He knows what I told him. I never said bring him back.
Die. You're mentioning words, though. All right. I got to go.
I had a tweet from Anthony from PR who said, on behalf of the Latin community, Rodriguez, put him in the Baxter.
That's my man, Anthony, too. He's a deputy.
Says I'm against them.
Anthony
put him in
from
the Baxter.
PR is my deputy.
So the Latin community is also turned on Rodriguez.
Wow.
They don't want nothing to do with you.
Well, I think, I want to get with Mike, and we got to decide his fate. Let me get Mike in Westchester up here. Mikey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, man. What's going on, guys? Thank you. Hearing your passion, you're still all fired up. So are we. I called you after we lost the Cowboys game. And, everything I was saying, we could lose out. We could lose every game going forward. We could lose to the Giants. We can lose to the Redskins.
I know.
The Cowboys are going to smoke us. And they know it. Like, there's no way our front office saw the way we were playing and then went ahead and got nobody. Like, they were down with this. We're, like, tanking. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Listen, they have front office. Howie, The roster's not good enough. We got contract problems. The Alshon Jeffrey, the Wentz situation.
Well, Alshon should have been gone. I'm sorry.
I know.
How do you not know he can't run?
He can't run. You signed into an extension.
The Super Bowl.
I know.
We could have went back. And he dressed, the ball went through his hands. So after that, if your coaching staff isn't like, if he doesn't have a...
But I don't know why you would draft J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and sign Alshon to an extension. I mean, again... That's just bad roster building.
I don't know, man. I just want to thank you because I think our sports media is really helping out. You know, cutting Matt Collins, I think, was somewhat of a sign from Jeffrey Lurie that he hears us. And you know, you open Bleacher Report and you see Ryan Westbrook going off on Doug Peterson. Like, Doug sees that. So, you know, you guys are doing your job, man. I'm ready to storm over.
I like it.
Well, you're a fan base, man.
I know, man. It's just yes,
Monday night, the link is going to be packed. And if we lose, the next home game is going to be packed.
You know what? I don't even want to think. If they lose this game, they can't lose to Eli.
We got to storm the front office. I'm not even kidding. Everybody in Philly, we got to go up to the chairs.
I'll light the torches. On my command, we unleash hell. All right, Mikey, thanks, brother. You got it, man. You're a sentinel. Right. Appreciate it. Eli, in case you missed it, Eli's going to start, looks like, on Monday night. And he's going to have Evan Engram back. And he's going to have Golden Tate back. Tate.
Don't like that at all.
Tate. How come Golden Tate goes to the Giants and in the middle of their whole two-win season, he makes circus catches? He couldn't sniff anything here.
Well, it's not his fault. They had a tough time integrating him into the offense.
You know what?
That's
another telltale
sign. That should have been the first one.
That's another telltale sign.
First red flag.
About Doug. How come he could... We should say, maybe... You know, he's a slot guy. They got him on the outside. And it wasn't Wentz either, too. It was Foles as well. He couldn't find him either.
Yeah, I'll never understand that. You trade for a guy.
You know why? Because he's got to be better, and he's got to be more innovative and more creative as an offensive game planner. He's not good enough right now. He's not.
What happened to just giving the guy a playbook and saying, here you go? Like, was it that hard? Well, why'd you trade for him?
Well,
I think because of that is the reason they didn't trade for wide receiver this year.
If that Piker Pat Shermer can figure it out, why couldn't he figure it out, Mr. I won a Super Bowl?
I don't have an answer for you.
All right.
It's never a good sign when you get when you're right.
Forgive me, it's nauseating. They lost to the Miami stinking Dolphins when the Cowboys gave him... life. I watch all these Eagle fans down there spending thousands. And they go see that.
You gotta take a trip down to Florida when the Flyers play down there.
Damn right. Fly guys.
That's a good team. It's a well-coached team.
It's right. The coach, by the way, is going to be on the Mike Missinelli show at 2:30. Scotty Lawton's going to be joining us in about 7 minutes.
Oh, lots?
Yes, we got lots.
All right.
I want to talk to Scotty.
Scotty's hot.
He is hot. That team's hot. The winter teams, man, our salvation. Flies and Sixers. Isn't that right, Nat?
Yeah. The saving grace.
Let's hope.
Salvation.
Fly or die. Here we come.
Flyvember.
Flyvember.
It is a new month. It's not over yet.
No.
Flyvember.
Flyvember.
Flyers
I love
are
it.
Undefeated since Saltrunas got married. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Wow.
How about that, huh? I mean, Saltrunas goes off, finds love, dedicates himself to one woman, and all of a sudden they go on a tear.
Thank you. I had to sneeze.
No problem.
All right.
I was willing to keep the secret, but.
No. I mean, we're transparent here. I had to sneeze. I sneezed. Do you need a new roof? Well, by the way, there's so much stuff in the air right now. That's all we do is sneeze and wheeze. then by now you know I'm going to recommend you call the master, Anthony Labruciano, the most trusted name in roofing in Pennsylvania. You meet Anthony, you'll see why he has hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Anthony meets with every single customer personally to be certain you get the right roofing solution to protect your home for decades. Labruciano Roofing is a CertainTeed five-star select shingle master. Now, that means they can offer the best warranty in the business, 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. Look, your home's roof is too important to trust with some jack-of-all-trade dude. You see the guy with the tool belt coming in? Yeah. You know, listen, I love my man Jimmy Head, but I'm not getting Jimmy Head to do my roof. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting Anthony Labruciano to do my roof. There you go. Labruciano. Call 610-265-ROOF or go to paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. Labruciano Roofing, the master.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. All right, welcome back, Cuz Radio. And listen, we've been excited. What an incredible game last night. Flyers and Leafs. So that's a terrific offensive team, that Toronto team. But the young, just red-hot Fly guys, it's Flyvember, and the month continues. Where we've seen some incredible hockey. And last night, after they break home, they just busted up, man. And the man who gave us a 1-0 lead last night is on the line. Scotty Lawton on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scotty, what do you say, brother?
How are you?
We're great. We're so excited. Do you feel it? Like, do you sense the town starting to kind of wake up and go, wow, these guys, this is a fun team?
Yeah, I think so. I think we realized it in the room. I think right from the get-go. I think going overseas kind of really helped us bond. And we have a lot of new guys, all new coaching staff. So I thought that trip was a really good start for us. And then we went out west to Vancouver. So I thought we had a lot of time together and just kind of built off from that first month.
What do you think about the kids, too? When you see a Frost, by the way, Konechny's just been unbelievable, right? And you see Frost, and you see Farabee. What do the kids add to a team? When you look at them great, because it looks like such a great mix.
Yeah, it's been really good. I said this from the get-go since I've been here, too. I think the veterans here do such a great job of welcoming young guys and making you feel at home and welcoming people. So I think that's first and foremost that the older guys get a bunch of credit for that. And then the young guys have so much talent and they're so good now that they can come in and make such an impact and go on the power play and do stuff and make things happen. So I think we have a pretty good mix right now, but the biggest thing is we got to keep rolling.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. But I think that's what people recognize. I think when you watch you guys, you could kind of see it crystallize. And you know, listen, you've been around. You understand when a team starts to figure it out, what it looks like. And it looks like this.
Yeah, I think bringing in those two veterans, Bronner and Nifty, have brought a little calmness to the group and really helped our young defensemen out. And from there, our goaltending's been huge for us all year, I think. Hartsey's obviously done a really good job in this month and when we've been rolling. And then when Moose comes in, he's given us stops when we need him. And I think he's really helped out on the PK too, both those guys. So it's been good for our group. And like I said before, we got to keep rolling. But it definitely feels good to win. And it's a happy group coming to the rink.
It's cool. Scott Lawton with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And you bring up Carter Hart. And what kind of like, you can't say enough, right? When you have a key, and you're right about Moose, too, because he's played well. But when you have good stability in net, what that just does for you guys.
Yeah, it's huge. I think it starts with, I think last year we struggled on the PK a lot, and it definitely was a long year for us. So I think that's one of the areas I wanted to improve and our team. And I think that's helped us get through a couple of different scenarios early on in the year. But Hartsey's been huge for us. He's young, but he's such a good pro at this age and really takes care of himself. And he's a really good guy to be around. So it's been a lot of fun. And like I said before, Moses has been
huge for us too. Yeah. Hey, what's the difference? What's it been like since AV takes over as coach, and the difference between Haxtell and AV, and what you have seen both from a kind of a technical standpoint and a system, and also just, you know, in the room?
Yeah, definitely a couple of changes throughout our system. I think that's a lot different, but just experience the coaching staff side of it as a whole, not just AV, but bringing in some experience on the staff to know what's going on. And
you got Lappy there too. Lappy's great with everybody too.
Lappy's been huge, and he's good with the young guys coming in. And it's just been really good to have that experience and know what's going on. And everyone's been really good for us so far. So, like I said, we keep it rolling and we keep going after teams and we keep getting wins at home this week and go out on the road again and then have a nice little Christmas break.
Damn right, brother. Damn right. Real quick, I want you to look at some of your teammates' game, right? Some of the young guys, and I just want you to tell me their best attribute, okay?
Yeah.
So if I say to you, Konechny, you say what? What's his best attribute?
I can't describe him in one word. I think he does it all. He's a pest on the ice. He's physical. He's got so much speed and a really good shot. And since he signed a little bit later or right before camp, I forget when he signed, but
yeah,
a little bit in camp, he's been one of our best players for sure. And he brings energy every night, and he's a really good guy to be around as well. So
that's awesome. No, listen, no, you can say, use as many words as you want.
All right.
Farabee.
Hedley. He's a really good player, smart, steals puck, really good on the forecheck, and another guy who has come in and stepped in and been comfortable in his role and done a really good job.
Frost.
Skilled. Really, really skilled. Makes plays. I don't think many guys can come into the league their first game and play with G and TK and produce the way he has and make plays the way he has. Yeah, I feel like he gets two or three grade A scoring opportunities a game, and he's just come in and been really comfortable and makes a lot of plays out there. So he's one guy I really like to watch as a little bit of an older guy now, I guess. But watching him, he's fun to watch, and little plays that he makes on the ice is really, really impressive.
Provorov.
Steady. He's been one of our best defensemen since he's come here. So he plays against the top lines every night. He plays 26 minutes a night or 24 minutes. He's playing power play, penalty kill. He kind of runs the engine back there, him and Nisky. And he's just been our backbone back there where he breaks out pucks. He's hard on other teams opposite first lines, and just been a really good defenseman for us and works really hard and takes care of himself. So it's good to see.
All right, last one. Lawton.
Works as hard as he can. That's just trying to bring energy and some fun in the room, keep the boys together and play some good music.
I love it. Yeah. What kind of music you playing them?
A little bit of techno. Trying to get the heartbeat going a little bit before the game, but a little bit of everything. And Jake takes over a little bit. Play some Bruce Springsteen for the boys. Brings it back a little bit.
I love it. That's awesome, brother. Listen, just continue success. I mean, We're loving this thing, and we wish you a lot of luck, a lot of success. And you know, the town is awakening, so it's a lot of fun, brother. Keep it up.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Scotty. Take it easy, brother. Scott Lawton on the Comcast Business Hotline. Let's go to James in Old City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, man, what's up, buddy?
James, what's up, my man?
I know. I've been hiding out, man.
Where you been?
Man, I told you, I'm in an undisclosed location just outside of the city.
All right, we'll keep it quiet, man.
Listen, it,
you're a Lamist. But I'm going to do this, though. You're going to go to the Temple basketball game.
Is that right?
Yes. So you got to come out of the shadows to pick up the tickets.
All right, that's cool. Which one?
All right, you're going to see Temple, Missouri on Saturday, 7:30, Lee Corps Center. Tickets, visit alstix.com.
I'm down with that. You know I'm a cherry and white guy.
I know you are. That's why you won.
For the St. Joe's game. Nice. We're going to be my son. You met my son.
He's beautiful.
We're going to the Joe's game next Tuesday.
I love it.
We'll do back-to-back. But listen, Anthony, I called you on June 14th. You guys are pulling tapes today. Pull the tapes on that. I called you on June 14th. I told you and Jason. I said they're going to have problems this year because they don't have any receivers. I told you.
Yeah.
And here we are. It's just a major problem.
Yeah, well, listen, you're right. And we both hated Aguilar. We both, you know, you had this, you had to rely on DeSean Jackson's health, and he blew a tire, and that was it.
That's what I told you that day. I said, DeSean's a year older, and Alshon's a year older. You know, you got their teams. You got to remember, you got 31 teams. A lot of them stink, but you got teams. These guys are trying to get better every day and every year. These other teams, you have competition. So there's teams out there that are trying to get better. You have young guys that we've never heard of that are better than our receivers because these teams drafted them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, just because...
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know half the personnel guys in the league, so I'm with you. That's an issue. I agree. But that doesn't mean that the coach is not an issue as well.
No,
he's got to be better.
No, he does. But here's my thing. I don't want to be in a position to defend the guy because he has his flaws. But I will say this. You can't even broach the subject or get rid of him because you just can't. You don't want to put a baby out with the bathwater. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me ask you this. And again, you know, we're just having a conversation. All right?
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to happen, and I'm not, you know, advocating. However, I got to ask you this. If 2017 was a stroke of good fortune and it was just one of those things where a group of people got together and they achieved something, but it wasn't something that was a long-lasting thing. And if you saw someone else that's better, then why would you stay the course?
Well, to that, I would say, when has that ever happened? When has anyone won a Super Bowl where it was just like a complete... Like, you know,
well, like Brian Billick wins the Super Bowl. Was he a genius? No.
Well, look at that defense. Well, speaking of the Ravens, though, your boy Harbaugh, you got to remember, after he won the Super Bowl, they had a couple of bad years. They were getting, my buddy was in Baltimore. They were ready to get rid of him. Same thing, you know? So I think sometimes you got to just kind of just stay.
Yeah, I knew what Harbaugh was, though. Harbaugh was a great coach. Like, I don't know what Doug is. I don't know what his why are we talking about Frank Reich? That's under Doug's jurisdiction.
I agree with that, but I also think that as a team, any good NFL coach has to have a good staff.
That's the bottom line. Yes,
so
except
staff's not as good. But
yeah, I got to take a TO. Hey, brother, thank you, man. We are the this is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly Proud and Philly Strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
War 150. That's right. As we hang out. Fun show today. You guys are terrific as always. There's more Rodriguez. I got to give Mike. I didn't talk to Mike about Rodriguez. What do you think, Pat?
I say ban him.
Yeah? I still think he needs I want to throw tomatoes at him.
That's why you're a man of the people.
Because I feel banned. I don't want to ban anyone.
It's not the fact that he said what he said. It's the fact that he lied.
Yeah, no, I know.
You can't trust that man.
I know. And he was trying to come back with a weak, weak words.
Oh, I didn't say it. Well, come
I
on,
say
man.
It like,
you
ah,
said everything
like,
but
come
saying
on,
it.
Dude, that's what you meant. And he's still, trying to go that route. Let's go to David in Baltimore. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, David.
Hey, what's going on, man? I love the show. How y'all doing?
Thanks, brother. How you feeling?
Good, man. This is my favorite time of the day. I'm a new listener, man. And
oh, really? Welcome.
New listener, man. First time being on your show. This show has to be my favorite one every day. So
thanks, brother.
I wanted to say something about the Doug Peterson thing, man.
Sure.
I first started wondering about Doug Peterson in 2017 when Carson Wentz went outside the organization to get help. I don't know if you remember that. And I think he went out and did he get a quarterback coach or he trained with some guy in the offseason?
Right.
2017 to get help. And I said to myself, Doug is a former quarterback, and I hear, coach, why in the world would Carson Wentz have to go outside the organization? I'm like, that's Carson have confidence in him to build him up?
Yeah, there's been issues.
It was a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. And why? Listen, he's the franchise quarterback. It's in your best interest. Like, I need you to go, and you got to be on him. You got to nurture him. Again, I see Reed. Andy Reed is all over Mahomes all the time, teaching and talking. Come on, man. You got to get Wentz right, and he's not.
And then I had another question, man. Do you think Howie and Doug on the same page sometimes?
I don't know.
When we had Golden Tate coming, right?
Yeah.
And it was rumors going around that Doug really didn't want Golden Tate, and they couldn't figure out how to use him. And I'm like, well, Howie brought him there, but Doug didn't really use him right. And then it took him forever to use him.
Exactly. Yes. That's a great point, David. Great point.
It's kind of scary, man.
Hey, listen, you want to drive up to go to the Temple game? Saturday? Can you get up? I know you're in Baltimore.
I'm working so much, man.
All right.
Just the next 2 weeks, the inventory. And
all right. Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate it, man. Listen, don't be a stranger, David. All right? Hey, don't forget, Mikey Miss is up next at 2. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Everybody, thanks for listening. Great job, man. I loved it. More tomorrow. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Mikey Miss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.